Pues. Let's run through this quickly again, what we did yesterday. And then we'll take the next step. A few more steps to take you. If you haven't picked up what we've been learning through the entire Sefer, then most of what you're learning here is not going to make too much sense, I understand. It's a culmination and it's a tying together of all the threads we've been learning for the last, I don't know when we started doing this, make a note of it sometime. And how long we've been learning the Sefer for, there's holes in your understanding and you have to recognize that. This Hanogas HaYichud that we said is chal on a person when Hanogas HaMishpat ends, Hanogas HaYichud starts. Nevertheless, to get the Yisurim Shelo Magielo, there has to be some Magielo. There has to be some Pesach. Sharei lo yitzu shiye adam asher lo yimotze b'afilu chut. Ein davar kaze. Since there is, with very few exceptions, all the billions of people that lived, we can count them on one hand. Therefore, the Yisurim always have some landing space. Even a teeny little infringement, again, depending on the person. Bafilo dak min hadak. Wazoan hogas, shayin yusurim bli oven. Mitzanechad is ein tzadik barit shuriyas etoivel yechtoi. As a result of that, is ein yusurim below oven. Therefore, even if you're looking at the yusurim, we don't know though. We never know where the yusurim are coming because of anogas hamishpat anogas hayichud. How would you know? So. Again, but they could be an hogas hamishpat misdemeanor, they could be an hogas hayichud misdemeanor. And you won't know which one it is. Again, I'll read it again. Listen carefully. Gam hanogas hayichud lo tochol es ha'odem ele im kein yimotze b'chut hasaru shel pogam v'chet. Even in an hogas hayichud, you need some Pesach to allow the Yisurim to get in. Ein Yisurim bli Ovoin. We're talking about August Yichud. The Yisurim will be way out of line with what the oven deserves. We're talking about a chet, a dak min a dak, and the Yisurim could be out the door, which an August HaMishpat won't allow. An August HaMishpat is midah, can they get midah? An August Yichud doesn't take that into account. You can have a microscopic chet, and the Yisurim could be enormous. Because Anogas Yichud is not bound by Mishpat. Clear? Otherwise, what's the point? If the Yisurim Anogas Yichud is based on the Chet and it's in line with the Chet, you're back in Anogas Mishpat. What if you're going in Anogas Yichud?
It's working also. It's the opposite of Yisurim. Gain something.
That's the whole point. Yeah. You get what you don't deserve because you got what you didn't deserve.
Yeah, but it's not by Yisurim. It's a matana kadosh baruch hu because it can
no what?
More Yisurim that you deserve, but also more.
More luchot. That's the whole point of it. Yeah. That's the whole, not the whole point of it. That's the point of it. Yeah, yeah. No what? What?
If you don't create the number. We have to create an open.
I'll worry. I'll let you worry about that. If you never ever did even a dak min a dak chutzasar chet, okay. So you can worry about that. Fine. So you have one exception out of all the billions and billions of people and the physical on the earth. You have one exception. Percent. Ain't sadik barit she'asat no yakto. That's the world we're living in, and we're also living in a world of ain yisuri bli obor. There were a few, the handful of people, whatever. Okay, Basada, we'll deal with the exceptions in another environment. If there's any exceptions sitting here, please leave. That's all. Do some cheshbon nefesh, and if you can't find anything, then please leave.
Yeah.
Huh? No, to just be being in touch with reality. That's not gaiva. What you do with that reality will determine whether you're an onov or a balgaiva. Moshe Rabbeinu had no problems with gaiva, and he knew how great he was. Eliyahu Navi knew that he'd never sinned, and therefore he wasn't going to die. And he had no problems with gaiva. I mean, maybe he had any problems with gaiva. I don't know. Okay. You want an example of what we're talking about to make it a little bit more palpable? David HaMelech sinned. David HaMelech sinned, correct? The Gemara says that Chumash Tanach tells us David HaMelech sinned. He spent his whole life doing tshuva for the sin that he did. Correct, he sinned. The Gemara says, "Kol mishayimeh David HaMelech chayta enu el atol." Whoever says David HaMelech sinned is making a mistake. What do you mean? That's a sin we're talking about. There's a sin there, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu can pick it up with his very fine measuring instrument. But if you say he sinned, you're making a mistake because you don't know what his sin was. Pages of Gemara and Rashi's and Tosis are trying to work out exactly what his chet is, and it's very hard to find. On his level, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu's medaktek tzadikim chutzasar, a Kodesh Baruch Hu can find the little blemish. But you, with your naked eye, even with a microscope, you're not going to see what David HaMelech did wrong. Therefore, you're making a mistake. Ah, but he sinned. I don't get it. I can't see where the sin is. That's the kind of sin we're talking about that brings upon you Surium. That's way out of line with the sin. It's such a small sin, you can't even see it. And you're Surium Bliavon. Okay. We don't have this problem because we don't know whether the Yisurim are coming upon us because of a Chutasara, I'm not going to say Yehuda, whether they're coming upon us, we did. So whenever the Yisurim come upon a person, he has to be Mashpesh B'maisov. What exactly did I do wrong that the Yisurim are coming upon me? And he should say, Baruch Taina Emes, because this din that's coming upon me is Betzedek. Yisurim Eile and Yisurim Shel Ava, Vakorosh Boch, Hashem loves him so much, and he wants to give him much more schar than he could earn. Therefore, he's ma'od ma'od daktek in him. He's looking for things to punish him with. I want to pay you more than you can earn through your avoider. What you earn through your avoider is enormous. But that's not enough for me, Hashem says. I want to give you more. I want to deal with you in a different way. I want to step out of Anogas HaMishpat and deal with you in Anogas HaYichud. At the end of the day, though, you don't know what Anhogar it is. And therefore, you have to live in Anogas HaMishpat and function according to the rules of Anogas HaMishpat. Anogas HaYichud ultimately has nothing to do with you except to calm you down when you're having your surim that you've worked out that you don't deserve. At least then you know, say your surim shall have. That's after you've scraped out all the chatoim you've done tshuva for them, got rid of them, and there's still Yisurim coming, and you don't understand. Why am I having Yisurim? I didn't have a son. When you get to that level, you'll probably be able to solve the problems yourself. I warned you. I warned you, it's very dangerous. That's why no matter what we say, yeah, you have to step back into an August Amish, because that's your job description. Okay, let's take another step here. Now that everything's clear, let's go further. The Keshitim Tzeleim Anoga Sar Mishpat Hu Anoga Bebechina Eved Shemakabel Lesaroi Lo Me'et HaMelech. Hogar Sar Mishpat is the Anoga of the Eved who gets what he's deserved and what is fitting for him from the king. Im Osa Rotzen HaMelech Rekabel Es Kol Anir Tzach Lo Min HaMelech Vim Chas Mila Oivar Rotzen HaMelech Rekabel Oin Shim Kashim. If he does what the king wants him to do, he'll get whatever he needs from the king. And if not, he'll rebel against the rotzen of the melech, and he'll get terrible punishments. It's another way of looking at the relationship of these two things. Agudas HaMishpat is a master-servant relationship. I'm going to say Yichud is Boni Matem Lashem Elokeichem. So Anhoga Nisteres Shein Af Echad Margish Bo. It's hidden. You don't feel it. Va'af Al Pi. Sheklapei Chutz Nira Adovik Yisurim Kashim Marib. On the outside, you see somebody beating up this child. You go, wow, what's wrong with him? Uklapei Chutz Nira Ke Av Noig Bachzorias Chatzachin in a Klapei Benoi. It looks like the father is being terribly cruel to his son. The child feels the love of the father. He knows how to give his father what his father wants, even if the father didn't ask for it. He knows what makes his father happy, and he knows what saddens his father. He knows that the rotzen of his father, Avinu Shebashamayim, is to wipe out all the evil in the world and to bring the world to its shleimus and to its final tikkun. And he knows that this goal can only come about through his gabrus hara, that evil has to be given full force. Therefore, he's prepared to be a partner in this journey to arrive at the ultimate goal and makabel the yisurim ba'ava, because he knows where it's coming from. The language of yisurim is a very deep, hidden language. Even the angels don't get it. You need to be either a Kodesh Baruch Hu or a Yid to understand this language. A Yid knows that no matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, he's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's beloved only child. And he knows and understands that the whole world was created just for him. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. V'im kein lo yitochen ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu yaver es olam legamrei. Therefore, it's not shaykh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lose his world completely. Yeh matzov ha'sheyeh. No matter what. Sof sof, bishvilo, bor HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'olam. V'im kein bevadai shekona yisurim olalu ha'im letov osoy. Therefore, if there's yisurim in the world, my world, it must be for my good. Couldn't be anything else. Couldn't be. That's true even in Hanogas HaMishpat. In Hanogas HaMishpat, it's easier to see because it's a tem to the Avelis. I'm going to say, Yichud, you don't get. Because there's a tzaddik. He hardly ever did anything wrong in his whole life. He's the biggest tzaddik. And you see him having Yisurim Noraim, for Hamoach lo tofeset zeh. Moshe Rabbeinu lo tofeset zeh. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva's end, he was outraged. Moshe Rabbeinu is outraged. What does Hashem say to him? Keep quiet, or I'll destroy the world. The Malachim ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Makarepo, keep quiet, or I'll destroy the world. We don't get it. That's Hanogas HaYichud suffering. That's not Hanogas HaMishpat suffering. Rabbi Akiva didn't do anything in his life that deserved the Yitzurim that he got. There was something, must have been some petach about the Loshtem. In Moshe Rabbeinu's world of Torah Shabbat, of Tzadik V'Toivro, there's no room for Tzadik V'Ra'alo. Tayudi Mevin is a Safa and Hysteris Shabbat Korosh Bochu Medaberimo. Kodesh Baruch, a Jew understands the language, this hidden language that a Kodesh Baruch would talk to him with. Dvorim Elu E.F. Sheledabram Kaviyachal Bereish Galei. These aren't things you can talk about, you know, on the radio. Trem Neget Seda Anhogas HaMishpat, because it goes against Anhogas HaMishpat, I told you. If you get this, if you don't get this language, if you don't understand this language, you become an apikoris. If you don't understand the language of the Torah, you'll say David HaMelech sinned. Because you don't understand the language. Dvarim Eilu Nemorim Kibiyachol B'cheder HaYichud HaPrati Sheyesh L'Kol Yehudim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Jew has a cheder yichud, his own personal cheder yichud. It would have to be personal, otherwise it wouldn't be a cheder yichud. That every Jew has with Hashem. Menat Yisurim Shel Yehudi Cheder Yichud Sheloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This portion of Yisurim that every Jew has, that's his cheder yichud with Hashem. In that room, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to you, and you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu very quietly. It's dafka because of the chut asara that you recognize how much Hashem loves you. It's dafka the sevel, it's dafka the yisurim that shows a person that there's reward for what you're doing and there's hope for your future. All very counterintuitive, but again, the dabe kulube, the dabe mahavi. This has to be grasped in the inner recesses of your soul where there are no words. Because the minute you start putting it into words, you're back in Hanogas HaMishpat. It's not a bad place to be, by the way. You have to be in Hanogas HaMishpat. If you think you need to step out of Hanogas HaMishpat to understand Hanogas HaYichud, you failed before you even started. You've missed the plot legamre. You have to be firmly rooted in Hanogas HaMishpat and then have a look at Hanogas HaYichud. If you think you have to get out of Hanogas HaMishpat to understand Hanogas HaYichud, you're dead on your feet before you start. Because Hanogas HaMishpat doesn't go away when Hanogas HaYichud is functioning. That's why we still have an Elul and a Rosh Hashanah and a Sarimei Tshuva and a Yom Kippur. Because without Hanogas HaMishpat, you wouldn't need Yom HaDin, would you? Yom HaDin is Yom HaDin. Look, Shut Hanogas HaYichud. The Yisurim that works in Hanogas HaMishpat needs a place to enter.
So that the level of justification.
Not only that, but that's a big part of it, yes. I don't want to go into all the suffering, all the good in the world. I'm talking about in my world.
My world.
You know, all the suffering I'm going through is because we need to bring the world to its ultimate fruition. And Hashem is allowing me to be a partner with Him in bringing the world to its fruition. Yeah. That's another story. It's all part of everything. They have to know what's under the microscope and what's not. That's something else. That's Bishvid Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Yisrael. It means everything Hashem does in the world ultimately has something to do with me. Well, I don't want to put that into this because this is hard enough as it is around that studio. Put that subject aside for now. It's not going to help you understand this. Not yet. Questions, comments, alternative solutions? Okay. Says the Yalkut Shmoyni. Hashem is Baruch Hu Mavakesh Mikol Yehudi Kevriyachol Oisa Bekosher Shehu Bikesh Me'Avram Avinu Lifnei Nisyon HaKeda. Before Avram Avinu went up to do the Keda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, please, I'm begging you, Amad Li B'Nisyon Zeh, please withstand this test. Why? G'day Shelo Yomru, because the Umas Ha'olam, the Goyim, the Malachim, I don't know who it is, shouldn't say, Harishonim ein behem mamish. The 9 tests that you passed up to now, they weren't really worth anything. You understand that, Yalkut? Please pass this test. Because if not, then they're going to say that the first 9 tests really weren't worth anything.
It's a test of the relationship between the conversation. We failed the last one. That means the first one's not really a strong relationship with the conversation.
What do you mean? He passed 9 awesome, horrific tests. So then he failed the last one, but the 9 ones were still passed. Well, you just wipe out all the 9 tests because you failed the last one. The last one was off the charts. And if that's the case, so give me the last one. What do you give me 9 tests for? And if you fail the test run, you fail all the 9. Just give me the last one. If I pass that, then I've got them all. What's this? You're not training to be a doctor yet. You're not training to be a doctor yet. I passed first year medicine. I passed first year. I failed second year. I don't get to be full first year. I have to do second year again, not first year. If I pass 5th year medicine and I fail 6th year, I've got 5th year. I repeat 6th year. I don't go back all the way to the beginning. This Yalkut's telling you, if you fail the 10th test, you go all the way back to the beginning. You did nothing. In medicine, it doesn't work like that. You didn't get nothing. You passed first year and you passed. It's in the bank. You may never become a doctor, but first year I passed. Now you fail 4th year. They tell you, okay, you didn't do anything. Please start again. The world might be a better place if they did that. There's many doctors, and then the world might be a better place. I don't know. Even if they are doctors, you can't get appointed to see one, so what does it help? Anyway, that's another story. The Yalkut's not understandable. Okay, maybe we'll come back to that, because the Moedika Terex there, the Moedika Musa lesson in that Yalkut. But let's maybe just stay on the subject for now. It's pointing out the Yalkut doesn't make sense. Please pass the 10th test, because otherwise the 9 tests were nothing. What do you mean they were nothing? And they were 9 awesome tests. And you passed them. Lech lepa. You want to do lech lepa? Yishmael. Some heavy tests here. And he passed them all with flying colors. But he slips up at the Akedah, which is an impossible result. That means everything else was nothing? We'll move on. Always withstood Yisurim. There was always Nisainis. But in the last generation, and when that starts, I don't know. It's a discussion in the Gemara. Is it from the beginning of the 5th millennium? Is it after the Holocaust? I think it's all of that. You see an incredible increase in evil in the world. Yisurim are coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beloved children via this thing called Anogas HaYichud. Tzadik V'ra'alo. Sof sof, at the end of the day, v'amcha kulam tzadikim. Even the sinners in Klal Yisrael are male mitzvahs kerimon. V'anachnu shayvim. L'umas zayis derech rishayim tzelfa. L'umas zayilim atzlichois. V'anachnu misyarsin v'yisurim kashir. It's all good out there. They're having a wonderful time, the rishayim. And an elecha yid in the world is suffering. These are big generalizations, by the way, but we're going to use generalizations because we don't have exact statistics and we're not going to have exact statistics. And I don't need statistics, so it's a very personal journey, this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavakesh mikol echad meitanu, bevakasha mimcha amod li benisoyin ze, kedei shelo yomer harishon im ein be'em mamash. We have to understand what that means. Because this has now become personal. It's not about Avram Avinu anymore, and Avram Avinu, I wish I had your problems. It's your problem. The Yalkut's telling me, Avram Avinu, if you didn't pass the Akedah, they would have said the first 9 tests were nothing. Well, said I can live with that. But you're telling me it's got something to do with me now? Hashem's asking me, please pass this last test, because if not, they're going to say everything you went up to now was nothing. Okay, so now I need to know what's going on here, because now it's getting personal.
Say that, like an if you fail, that means your love before was not unconditional. That means
maybe that's a terrence. We'll see. There's that plus another little knach, which you'll see how it comes together. The Moediki insight. That's opens us up very nicely. shows what would be wrong if you didn't pass the Keder. Why would you mevatel all the nantes that came in? Bekivunze. Exactly the same idea, but I'm definitely bekivunze. If you don't pass the Keder, it's certainly a giloy that what came before, something was wrong with it. Otherwise, how did it wipe it out? So, okay, so let's see. But now it's got personal. All the Anogas HaMishpat in a person's life was to bring him to this thing called Anogas HaYichud. To bring him to Nisoyin that breaks the rules of Mishpat. The Hainu Sevel, the Yisurim Kashim Vemarim, V'akol Kedai L'Kabal Achakach Scha'ot Tum V'Rav. That you'll get enormous scha that you couldn't earn in Anogas HaMishpat. Shegam Hu L'Male Miderech HaMishpat. Only if you pass this test, only then can I give you what I really want to give you. When I'm giving you an August HaMishpat, that's Moedetik, it's Gavaldi. Although that's not enough for me. In my infinite love, what I'm giving you in Schar, in Schar for your Mishpat, I want to give you much, much more, but what can I do? I can't. So therefore, Hanoga Sayichud kicks in and says, yes, you can. Give you much more than you deserve and much more than I can give you now. But I'm giving you now everything I wanted to give you. At Medrega Sakirva Tsuma Shelisane Galashem Vlanis Mizim Shkinosa Ukhla Tetlacha Rak in Tamodli Benisoinze. Lisane Galashem Vlanis Mizim Shkinosa, which means you and me become one. I can only give you that if you withstand this final test. It's way above Schav Oynish. Only then can I fulfill the ultimate Tachlis of the Bria, which is to give you everything I have, said Hashem, which is basically me, because I have everything. We often talk about middles. Yeah, we've got good middles, good, bad middles, good middles. We don't even know what we're talking about. Let's say a person came into the world and he has a mid of chesed, he's a big ball chesed. Big ball chesed, that doesn't mean he has good middles yet. It just means he was programmed to be a ball chesed. So when he does things for chesed, it's very impressive, it's very beautiful, but it still doesn't prove anything about the person. Because chesed is not a test for him. He was born an onov. So he's an onov, gewaldig. And if he wasn't programmed to be an onov, I don't know what a monster he would have been. That's already not midas. Midas are when you ask to do something that goes against how you were programmed. You have to do something that's not in your original program. You have to step out of your comfort zone. Avram Avinu was chesed. His whole malchus, his whole essence was chesed. And therefore, all the nishainas tracked very nicely with who he was. When it came to the Akedah, he had to do something that went totally against his nature. Totally. There wasn't anything in the Akedah that he had inside of himself that he could do the Akedah with. Hashem said, withstand this test, and then I know that all the other tests didn't come out of the fact that you were just programmed to be a nice guy. They came from a real desire to serve me. Now I know that you fear Hashem. Now you know? Until now you didn't know that he feared Hashem? Yeah, because up to now he could have been doing it because that's who he was. The Akedah, Shnia, the Akedah asked him to do something that he wasn't. There wasn't anything in the Nisoyin of the Akedah that he could do. There was no chesed involved in the Akedah. Take your kid and kill him. There was no Rotzen Hashem. He was programmed to do the Rotzen Hashem. Abraham Avinu only did Rotzen Hashem. Hashem says, I know, go against the Rotzen Hashem now. The Rotzen Hashem is that Yitzhak should live. And do something that's a chzori in the extreme. Do something that's going to be a chilul Hashem in the extreme. Because Hashem told you to kill your son after you've been preaching that Hashem says, don't kill children. Don't offer up children to the Moloch. And now you're doing the same thing. It's chilul Hashem atzum. Everything that Hashem asked Avraham Avinu to do went against his nature. And he broke his nature and he did it. That was Megala that everything he did up to now wasn't just because he was a nice guy. It was because he was doing it because Hashem told him to do it. You have the Yalkut, what it's telling you?
So growing up in
childhood. Good question. Good question. Then he was told to listen to Sarah. Listen to Sarah. That's a bit of a kasha on this. You're right. You have to understand what exactly that Nisoyin was. Where was the Nisoyin? Why was that any less of a Nisoyin in the Akedah? Throw Yishmael into the desert and he'll die. There was a purpose in it, though. It was to protect Yitzchak and Klal Yisrael. I mean, he didn't listen to Sarah to throw Yishmael out. Once he understood why Sarah wanted to throw him out, he threw him out because of his own desire to save Klal Yisrael, meaning to save Yitzchak. Hashem just told him to listen to Sarah because she understands why Ishmael's a danger. Abram didn't understand why Ishmael was a danger. Once he understood that he was a danger, he threw him out. That may be a teretz, I don't know. Yeah, that needs to be understood. You have to go through each of the 10 tests. There's more than 10 because the machlokes are showing what exactly the tests were and see how this works. Well, Kachar of Desla starts to explain why the other tests wouldn't have been worth that much if it failed that one and how it answers.